Welcome to Just a Minute.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the Minute Waltz fades away, it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in Great Britain, but also around the world, but also to welcome to this show four talented, interesting personalities who are going to display their gift with language and words as they try and speak on a subject that I give them, and they try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. Seated on my right, Tony Hawkes and Paul Sinner, and seated on my left, Richard Herring and Jenny Eclair. Please welcome all four of them. And seated beside me is Sharon Leonard, who's going to help me with the score. She'll blow the whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from Bridlington, and we are part of the Arts Festival up here, and we're now in front of a lovely audience in the Spa Theatre, who are going to cheer us on our way as we begin the show with Jenny Eclair, and who better? Jenny, oh, the subject so apt. Grim Up North. Listen, there's nothing to be ashamed of about being grim. You are stoical individuals in the North. Think of the weather for a start. Anyway. And you have 60 seconds to talk on that subject, Jenny, if you can, starting now.
This is a phrase that makes my blood boil and the hackles stand on the back of my neck. How dare you utter those words while here in God's own country we are basking in the beauty of Bridlington. Though I must say, when I went to Manchester as a drama student back in 78, it was like living in a Lowry painting. Filthy, dirty, toilets out the back. I stayed with this bloke one night. He said, if you want to use the lavatory, go out the back door. Got the front and the rear doors, backs to front, went out.
Tony, you challenged.
I think there might have been hesitation in there.
There was definitely hesitation.
I was suddenly thinking my mother might be listening to this.
So in this game, whoever gets the correct challenge gains a point for that, takes over the subject. In this case, it was Tony Hawkes. There are 22 seconds available. Grim Up North, Tony, starting now.
I imagine people in the United States of America say it's Grim Up North when talking about Alaska. And that would be a nicer way to approach this subject when you're in the North, as we are now. It's very cold there, there's a lot of ice, and worst of all, they have that woman, Sarah Palin, knocking about. Very rarely having a tea party.
That whistle tells us the 60 seconds are up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. Of course, it was on this occasion Tony Hawkes, who is the only one to have scored any rounds. No, the only one to have scored any points in that round. Only one to have scored any rounds in that point. And that's what I said, alliteration. The audience didn't understand a word I'm talking about. I don't really understand myself. I have difficulty understanding what I say on occasions. I have difficulty listening to myself on occasions. And that difficulty is now communicated to the audience, and they're saying, what the hell is he talking
nurse.
About? I wish
nurse.
I knew.
Nurse! Nurse!
We move on to the second round. Richard, we'd like you to begin it. And another Yorkshire phrase, by gum. Will you, you don't have to pronounce it like that, but you can just say by gum if you want to. And well, 60 seconds available as usual, starting now.
E-by gum was a short-lived advertising slogan created by Wrigley's trying to sell their product in the north of England, but the people here did not enjoy that. They found that was patronising. They said, E-by gum, we do not say by gum here. The only person who says by gum is Compo when he's in Last of the Summer Wine. He's in a bath again, coming over the top of a hill, about to fall into another bloody pond. And then, as he gets drenched as he falls into that body of water.
Right. Jenny Jones.
I only interrupt because you said as he twice. Mm. I wouldn't have done it on an as or a he, but the two combined, the as he
well,
combo.
Why'd you go for the bath? That was quite obvious.
Anyway,
it was a repetition. Jenny, yep. There are 29 seconds. You've got a point for a correct challenge. By gum is the subject, starting now.
E-by-gum. That's what old ladies in the North say when they see something that surprises them, as Richard has so...
Tony, you've challenged.
I think another hesitation.
Another hesitation.
But I said it really well, didn't I?
You did.
But Tony, it was a correct challenge, so a point to you. 16 seconds available. By gum, starting now.
I had a friend when I was at school who had the nickname Gum, and whenever he used to depart, I would say, by gum. He happened to...
Richard challenged.
I think it was a hesitation, and he's also lying.
We don't know that, it doesn't matter.
I am prepared to work through the census. Anyway. In the Brighton area, if there is anybody called Gum.
It was a nickname.
Richard, anyway, I'm not going to give it to you because I don't think he paused long enough to interpret it as a hesitation. So the benefit of the doubt to you, Tony, if I can redress the balance later to you, Richard, I will. 8 seconds available, Tony, by Gum, starting now.
He was bisexual as well, so we called him...
Paul, you've challenged.
He was a school friend. He hadn't really thought through his feelings by that stage in his life. Deviation?
We don't. He might have been quite correct in what he said. So the benefit of the doubt to you, Tony. And there are still 5 seconds available by gum starting now.
In real life, I've never actually heard a person say by gum. I wonder whether it's a fiction created by writers in Screen.
Jenny, challenge?
It's not. He's deviating from reality. It is something people say on Last of the Summer Wine.
That's true. It's
also, if I could just exactly add, according point. To his true statement earlier, he himself said by gum every time his friend went away. So how has he never heard anyone say it when he said it himself? I put it to you, this is a tissue of life.
That's great.
So Jenny had a correct challenge, she gets the point. Richard gets a bonus point for the fact the audience enjoyed what he said. And there are 2 seconds still available, Jenny, by gum starting now.
By gum, there was a professor.
So at the end of that round, let me tell you that Richard's got a point. Paul hasn't yet got any points. Jenny's got 3, but out in the lead is Tony Hawkes. And Tony, we'd like you to begin the next round. The subject is My Legacy. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
When I die and the £45 billion fortune I leave behind from having performed on this show over 100 times and saved it all, I will invest in a fund to replace with people the electronic self-checkout devices that they have in... No, I'm not stopping. In supermarkets. Because we're all...
You've been challenged, Tony.
Oh.
Yes.
Right.
I thought he hesitated...
He did hesitate.
In a word. Within a word.
Within a word. Well, you get a bonus point.
No, it doesn't matter about that, but he did hesitate. So you've got the subject and a point, of course, and you have 42 seconds. My legacy starting now.
I will be leaving the nation a tome of books that I have written, some plays. My daughter would rather a house and a car, but tough. I have also given her bad eyesight and self-flagellation, but there's the rub. And I was actually thinking of donating my home to the National Trust. What a kind thought. Come to Camberwell, see a 3 up, 2 down. There's a bus stop opposite, no room to park a coach. The old man will show you round. This is the study where the toad wrote her rubbish. Would you like to look at a grey rim around the bath?
Well done, Jenny. No, that's the longest we've gone on the show, but nearly 45 seconds.
What
well
was
done.
Fantastic was Paul's face. Just looking at me to say, it's rubbish. She's talking rubbish.
It wasn't that, it was the phrase self-flagellation. I wasn't. I was trying to work out exactly what you meant.
Us Eclairs are very hard on ourselves. It's a sort of thing.
And what have you done? You're still in second place. Catching up on our leader, Tony Hawkes. Richard and Paul Sinner are following in that order. And Jenny, we're actually back with you to begin. I don't know what you're going to say about this one. Taming an elephant. Tell us something about taming an elephant. I'm sure it's something you're very familiar with. And 60 seconds starting now.
Taming an Elephant is the title of a play Shakespeare was writing at the time of his death about a very fat girl who was incredibly jealous of her slim sister about to be married. Fatty rolled on top of her sister and squat. Yeah, right. Two sisters.
Richard, you challenge.
It's a repetition of sister.
Yeah, the sister, right. Oh. You went off on something where you couldn't really...
No.
Absolutely. No. 41 seconds. Richard, it's with you. Taming an elephant, starting now.
Taming an elephant is a quite simple procedure because the elephant is terrified of the mouse. So all you need to do is get some mice, put them in the same room as the elephant, and the elephant will do whatever you tell it.
Tony.
How do you get the elephant in the room?
You had to be the one to point that out, didn't you? No one else wanted to talk about the elephant in the room. You had to point it out. We were all ignoring that.
No, it was a very good challenge as well, but I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt to Richard and say he's still got taming an elephant. 28 seconds, Richard, starting now.
If you are taming an elephant, it's very important to start young with them when they're small so you can get them into your house because there's no point in having them outside. So you take them...
Paul Challenge.
They're essentially already tame at that point. There's no real point. it's only really the adult elephant that you need to be concerned about. The baby elephant is tame and dependent on its parents.
I think that's a good challenge, Paul, yes?
A baby elephant taken away from its parents...
So mad!
...would be crazy. It would be more dangerous than an adult elephant, I think. A baby elephant ripped from the bosom of its family.
We're going to dinner. Let's chat about it over dinner.
Paul, he also said them four times.
And you didn't say that his mother was standing around at the same time.
Okay.
So you had the benefit of the doubt last time. Paul's definitely got it this time. And he's got 18 seconds. Taming an elephant, Paul, starting now.
Taming an elephant seems such a treacherous activity that I can only hope it is the task on week 9 of this year's Apprentice. How I will laugh and smile and otherwise amuse myself...
Richard Challenge.
I think there's some hesitation
there.
There
was a hesitation, so you've got it back again, Richard. And you've got 4 seconds on taming an elephant, starting now.
You will find if you tickle an elephant underneath its trunk that it will do anything you tell it. It's very true of men as well, as it happens.
Richard, you weren't challenged, but there are 2 deviations there. If you can't tickle an elephant under his trunk and he'll do anything. So what was the other thing you said?
Well, we don't want to go into that.
Anyway, Richard was speaking of the whistle wind. He's moved forward. He's equal with Jenny in 2nd place. They're 2 points behind our leader, Tony Hawks. And Paul is bringing up a magnificent rear. And, and we're on to Richard. We'd like you to take the next round. The subject now is snooker. Tell us something about snooker in this game, starting now.
Snooker, loopy, nuts are we, sang Chaz and Dave shortly before they were institutionalised. But I loved playing snooker as a child. I was, of course, brought into the game by shows such as Pot Black, Ray Reardon, The Dracula.
Oh. Paul Challenge.
The 6-time world champion was known as Ray Reardon. So yes. There was a, whatever you'd like to call it, hesitation, really. Yeah,
no, who was Rear Ray? That's Rear what Rear I want to know. And how did he get that moniker? No.
Deviation from the correct name. 47 seconds, Paul. You've got a correct challenge and you have the subject. And it's snooker starting now.
I suspect there may be crossover with me and Richard on account of us being similar ages, because I loved snooker ever since the 1980s. The sheer characters, the sheer personality.
Oh, yes. Tony, you
challenge. Yes, there are a couple of shears in there.
Yes. So you sheared in there with 37 seconds, Tony. Snooker is starting now.
I watched it in the 70s. I remember Ted Lowe saying once, he's trying to pot the red, and for those of you watching in black and white, it's just behind the blue. Which was a tremendous moment in my life, and how in my family we laughed. 40 minutes or so, I think it was. It's a tremendous visual sport. I watch it sometimes thinking, how are the people sitting there in...
Richard's
there
challenge.
There were several hesitations, but that was the most noticeable on a stumble on people.
Richard,
there.
Don't be so condescending. There were not. There was one, and you just got him on that last one, which was a definite hesitation. And so, Richard, you've got him with 11 seconds to go on snooker, starting now.
Because I had no friends and my brother and sister were older than me, I spent a lot of time in the early 1980s playing snooker against myself. I would...
Jenny Challenge.
Did you say 1980s previously?
No, that was Paul.
I'm sorry, I take that back.
Any other questions you would like answered?
Give me a clue.
And I don't do that programme, I'm sorry. Incorrect challenge, Richard. Another point to you, Snooker. 3 seconds starting now.
There was Hurricane Higgins, Jimmy Whirlwind White. I was the very strong breeze.
So Richard Herring, Speaker's a whistle, Wayne gained that valuable extra point, and he's moved forward. He's 1 point behind our leader, who is still Tony Hawks. Jenny's following Richard, and Paul is following Jenny. Paul Sinner, we'd like you to begin the next round, and the subject is a DVD box set. Can you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
Every Christmas comes the dilemma of what to buy your parents, especially for me, as my mother and father have everything except grandchildren, and I'm physically impossible of providing that. So there comes the choice, what to purchase for them.
Jenny Challenge.
You're not physically incapable of providing them. You're just not that way inclined. That's nothing to do that you said...
This is probably a conversation for another time. There's only one role for a turkey baster at Christmas, and that's...
Jenny, you have a correct challenge.
Thank you.
Paul, what your response was so enjoyable, the audience laughter proves it. He gave him a bonus point. So, Jenny, you have a subject, 46 seconds on a DVD box set. Jenny, starting now.
My favourite DVD box set at the moment is 30 Rock, starring the wonderful Tina Fey, Alec Baldwin. How funny this show is. All the cast are tremendous. If you want a really good laugh, I can totally recommend.
Richard Challenge.
I want a really good lark.
Laugh? I said laugh.
I think it came laugh.
Oh, Richard, stop being pedantic, please.
That would never do in this
game. She said laugh. And if she didn't say laugh, it sounded as close to laugh as you can possibly get. You're doing extremely well, so don't get carried away, please. Jenny, incorrect challenge. 30 seconds, a DVD box set starting now.
I also love the box set of adverts from the last 20 years. My favourite stars Linda Bellingham.
Tony Chan.
I think she said favourite the last time when she was talking
about...
Yes,
that was her favourite the first
well
time.
Spotted, well spotted, yes, well spotted, well played, Tony, Tony, well yes. done.
That's how you play the game.
So, Tony, you got in with 22 seconds to go on a DVD box set starting now.
I like to take a DVD box set and balance it on the edge of a bin, then go to the other end of the room and throw things at it and try and knock it into that litter place. And it's tremendous fun. You can do this for 30 minutes or more sometimes and still keep the enjoyment factor right up there. If you want...
Jenny Challenge.
Hesitation.
It was a hesitation.
It was rubbish, but I was...
So Jenny got in, and there are 5 seconds to go, Jenny. A DVD box set starting now.
There are a lot of Scandinavian box sets around at the moment, which many of my...
So Jenny Eclair was then speaking as a whistle went, gained that extra point, and she's moved forward. She's now equal with Tony Hawks in the lead, closely followed by Richard Herring. Ooh. Tony Hawks, we're back with you to begin. The subject is, I have to make a confession. There are 60 seconds for us to hear that, starting now.
I have to make a confession. When I came up on the train today, the man next to me was making so many phone calls on his mobile that I had no choice but to kill him. And this is...
Richard Challenge.
I think it's 3 deviation from the truth. There was a little pause, but I don't... If he did that, I don't think he would have admitted it on the show.
Well, I think he was giving a sort of fantasy thought, but he did pause anyway.
Yeah.
So, Richard, benefit of the doubt, 46 seconds for you. I have to make a confession, starting now.
I have to make a confession. When I was on my way up here, I was at King's Cross Station. It's all been refurbed. It looks amazing. There's a toilet there. You have to pay 30 pence to go and visit. It's insane. But I noticed that a woman came out of a gate that was unlocked, and I just walked in through that without giving King's...
Hesitation?
There was a hesitation,
well,
yes.
To prevent a repetition.
Absolutely. And I was trying to think, if you haven't got 30p handy and you're in a rush, what do you do? Just wet your knickers or what?
It used to be a penny as well, didn't it? That's the thing. Actually, you should be allowed to have 30 wees for that. They should give you a season pass.
So, Paul, correct challenge. You have a point for that. 26 seconds. I have to make a confession starting now.
I have to make a confession, despite appearing on Radio 4 any number of times in the last few years, I have never listened to quote unquote. It is a shocking confession to make, not least because when I was a kid, people used to swap counterfeit tapes.
Richard challenged.
Well, he challenged me on a pronunciation earlier and he didn't say counterfeit correctly there. I won't say what he did say because I don't think it's suitable for broadcast on Radio 4.
And I don't think that challenge is suitable for just a minute. You're doing so well, you're on a high now. You're challenging for sort of thoughts and emotions now. Paul, an incorrect challenge. You still have the subject. 11 seconds. I have to make a confession, starting now.
I have to make a confession. Despite being a fan of the work of Richard Herring, the comedian, and not being unaverse to being...
Jenny challenged?
Unaverse.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah, that means you're reversed.
Yes. Jenny, you've got him with 4 seconds to go on the subject. I have to make a confession, starting now.
I have to make a confession that once upon a time I told a boyfriend that my hair was naturally...
At the end of that round, Jenny Clare was speaker as a whistle when gained that extra point. He's gone one ahead of Tony Hawks, he's one ahead of Richard Herring, and he's two or three ahead of Paul Sinner in that order. And that is the sequence as we're back with you, Jenny, to begin. And the subject now is a quick exit. 60 seconds starting now.
The last time I made a quick exit was from a swimming pool where I spied down the shallow end a child's small turd. I got out of that place as quickly as I could. Possibly not as fast as the last...
Tony challenge.
Well, how do you know it was a child?
Tony, we love the interjection. We give you a bonus point for that.
Oh.
But, I mean, I think her supposition was probably from the size. She assumed it.
Well, look, it could have been a Dachshund's that was... wandering around, fell into
Dachshunds
the pool.
Dachshunds don't go to public swimming baths. No. So, Jenny, you've got the benefit of the doubt. You have a quick exit. 42 seconds starting now.
I did this corporate in a hotel down Park Lane. I absolutely died. I made such a quick exit through the kitchens onto the street, leapt onto a... So sorry.
Paul challenge.
Hesitation.
There was indeed, Paul. Yeah. So you have the subject and a point, of course. 29 seconds still available. A quick exit starting now.
I would say coincidentally, although it isn't, because all comedians have this experience, I too have made a quick exit from a gig, again a hotel in Folkestone this time, where I saw a child's small turd.
Richard, you've challenged.
Well, there was a hesitation there, wasn't there? But it was just a repetition of what Jenny said.
Yeah, he's just holding. Yeah.
Jenny's was in a swimming pool. His was in a... 17 seconds for you, Richard, on a quick exit starting now.
When I was a child, I was swimming in a pool and I felt the need, a call of nature, as it were, came to me, and I knew it would have to happen fast. So I made a quick exit, both literally and then from that body of water, hoping that nobody would spot me and see what I had done or measure the said piece of feces that...
Right, so Richard, you cleverly kept going to the whistle, went and gained a wonderful round of applause from the audience in the process. We're moving into the final round. I'll give you the situation as we do. Paul Sinner, who did so well the last time we were here, I don't know whether you remember, because it was some time ago, of course, and he's now only a little way back in fourth place. No, third place, because we have equal in second place, Richard Herring and Tony Hawks. But out in the lead, just 2 points ahead of them, is Jenny Eclair. It could be the lady's name. Paul, it's back with you to begin, and the subject is winning a competition. 60 seconds, as usual, starting now.
As one can probably see tonight, winning a competition is something very unusual for me, and yet it has happened on one occasion. I'll cast your mind back to 1981. We all remember it, the Croydon Under-12 Chess Championships. So I was seeded third at the time. There was great press presence there. The local press...
And Tony's challenge.
Yes, I think repetition of press.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there was. Indeed. So, Tony, a correct challenge. Another point. 42 seconds still available. Winning a competition starting now.
While we're talking about our childhood achievements, I managed to get to the final of the under 12 Sussex Close tennis tournament, but did not win that competition. I know you can hardly believe it, but there was a bloke called Jeremy Dyer who did stuff me on that particular court that day. But
Richard Challenge?
Do we really need to know about what he did to you in the intimate details? I'd best get back to how the competition went, not the after-show celebrations. That's what I...
So have you a challenge?
That's the deviation. He went away from winning the competition to talking about what?
No, he didn't. He did repeat that. You could have had him for repetition, but it's too late now, I'm afraid.
Sorry.
So, Tony, an incorrect challenge. 23 seconds, winning a competition, starting now.
The wonderful thing about Just a Minute is it doesn't matter whether you win or not. It's all about competing. And as Nicholas Parsons, our esteemed host, says on so many occasions, fun. And we have had it in the barrel load tonight. I certainly have been here calling out to people. So, I don't know.
So, Paul, you challenged first to Wes.
Oh, was there a hesitation?
There definitely was. So you've got the subject, and you've got a point, of course. 6 seconds still available. Winning a competition starting now.
I am spending a beautiful summer evening in front of wonderful people in the lovely town of Bridlington. I have already won the greatest competition in the world.
Paul, I'm going to give you a bonus point because you brought this show to an end with such a flourish and in such style. That round of applause you got deserves an extra bonus point. You haven't won, but you... but you came from nowhere because you were training at the beginning and you're now equal with Richard Herring in second place and you're both only 2 points behind, equal firsts. They're all almost equal, but two have come out on top and... That's Tony Hawkes and Jenny Eclair, so we say joint winners this week. It only remains me to say thank you to these four fine players of the game, Tony Hawkes, Paul Sinner, Richard Herring and Jenny Eclair. I thank Sharon Leonard, who's helped me with the score, blown her whistle with such style when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And also we're grateful to our producer, to Lucia Gilani. We're indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing game. And we're truly indebted to this lovely audience here at the Spa Pavilion in Bridlington, who've cheered us on our way and made us feel so warm and loved. Thank you so much. From us, from all of us here, and me, Nicholas Parsons, goodbye, thank you. And tune in the next time we all play Just a Minute.